accusing Mayor Rodkin. So let me see if I understand this. You're accusing Mayor Rodkin of murdering this woman?
Or at least negligent homicide, yeah.
I see.
Voluntary manslaughter, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it amounts to. That's what the city has done. And that's what the city does when homeless people die. They don't die as an act of nature. They die because they're deprived of the right to live.
Well, I'm going to turn the media loose on you, Larry, if I can.
Okay. I'll be in and out.
And I appreciate your giving us this very interesting update, which we will probably be out of date by the time it's played, but it's certainly interesting background. Have you heard of any, you think, are any amicus briefs coming in support of this from the ACLU?
Yeah, the ACLU has got one. We're not thoroughly happy with it, but they've got one.
What does their brief talk about?
Well, it's limited to the injunction as applied to a free speech activity, which is useful, but they start out by saying that although there may be other arguments of merit, we're not going to deal with them. And they list what those other arguments might be that they're not going to deal with, thereby undercutting them.
What arguments do they list?
All of the stuff about the sign ordinance, all of the ordinances. The sign ordinance, the right to restrict any activity at City Hall, the sleeping ban, the non-commercial events ordinance, which is one of the most unconstitutional things as applied that I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Because as applied, you have to pay for every parking meter you block. You have to get liability insurance. And nobody can afford to do a demonstration in Santa Cruz if you're held to that ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't have signs larger than handbills that are posted on utility poles as applied. So there's a lot of stuff they're not dealing with. I don't want to get into a conflict with them.
Certainly not. I love the ACLU and always have.
And I think it's wonderful that the city is confronted by the fact, wonderful, liberal, progressive, enlightened Santa Cruz, by the ACLU on the other side of their case.
Mm-hmm.
We know what...
Sort of on the other side of their case.
Well,
a little bit
on the other side. On the other side of their case.
What are they arguing? They're arguing that they cannot close down City Hall because that would be a free speech violation?
Yeah.
But they're not saying nothing about the necessity of sleep or the unconstitutionality of the sleeping ban?
No, nothing about the underlying issues at all, just the injunction applied.
Have you talked to the local ACLUs up north? I've always had the feeling that the ACLUs in Berkeley and San Francisco are just much more concerned about the rights of poor people than our own Santa Cruz ACLU, and I want to know is that an accurate assessment?
I think so. The biggest challenge to Matrix came from the ACLU, came from John Crew, and I'm planning on doing that next week, and that's on the agenda, is to call them and talk to them and see if they can put pressure on Santa Cruz.
Mm-hmm. Now, Santa Cruz ACLU also is factionally ridden. Some of their primary members will not have anything to do with me, and anybody that I support, they don't like either, and that sort of thing. So
yeah.
It's unfortunate. But, hey, Eleanor Eisenberg has said some great things at City Council, the Board of Supervisors opposing the new curfew, which has now gone into force against young people.
Mm-hmm.
And Margaret Marr has been a persistent fighter. Recently at yesterday's City Council meeting, I guess it was day before yesterday, the Downtown Business Association dissidents are fighting to end the Downtown Business Association's Business Improvement District to make it a voluntary district. The Downtown Business Improvement District, of course, is the plus City Council giveaways is what funds the host program, the little wannabe cops that run around harassing poor people and, sort of a cheap security force that can't arrest, but calls the cops in and sort of these smiling snitches, we call them.
I wonder, is anybody considered doing a host watch program?
We did a host watch program for about a month. In fact, I set up a table in front of their headquarters, and occasionally I just do an impromptu host watch when I go downtown.
Yeah.
When I want to see when they whip out their pepper gas, you know, that sort of thing. We have not yet been able to. We got a response from the city. I guess it was either the city manager or the city police department, some group about what the pepper gas situation was, and all they said was that hosts can carry pepper gas if they want. There was no indication of, yeah.
Wonderful.
But there was no indication of how often they're using it, whether they're given any indications of when it's appropriate to use it. One Funa Bombs member has already been pepper gassed by host John Behrens. That happened in February.
That's wonderful. That's a lethal weapon. People die being pepper gassed.
No, that's the in custody sudden death syndrome.
as if this is like sudden infant death syndrome. It's something that just happens.
Mm-hmm.
They killed somebody in North Carolina with it while I was doing labor law there a couple years ago. The cops grabbed a guy, beat him up, and then just started spraying him until he died.
Wow. Well, I suppose it beats lead spray, as they say.
Well, if you're dead, you're dead.
That's true. That's true. Well, you know, we should go on, but I think I'm going to go off, and I'm going to allow you to kind of get ready to come down here and prepare your case, and hopefully that some of the media will talk to you as well.
Good.
So as I understand it, the basic summary of the arguments are that that this is a constitutionally protected forum at City Hall,
mm-hmm.
and any other brief summary of the arguments you're going to make tomorrow?
Well, there's that one. There are two sets of arguments. There's the free speech arguments, and then there are the necessity arguments.
That people have to sleep.
Homeless people are a cognizable class that's discriminated against.
Mm-hmm.
And that they are specifically targeting a subgroup of those homeless people.
Mm-hmm. Who are protesting. So you're talking about the traditional free speech rights and the fact that the homeless have to sleep. That's a pretty clear argument.
And the fact that the city has done nothing to show that there is any urgent need for an injunction.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing anything with the argument presented by Ray Grunike, who, by the way, I talked to yesterday and gave a copy of your injunction to?
Good.
Local former attorney, now paralegal, who has had a lot of experience both with these kinds of injunctions. He defended us in the food injunction back in 1989,
mm-hmm.
as well as he's defended hundreds of sleeping ban cases. He might also suggest that any such injunction has to be very narrowly tailored.
Yes, that is in there.
It cannot be overbroad.
Yes, we've made that argument. And
well,
that's the ACLU's principal argument.
Well, good luck to both of you, all of you, and I'll be seeing you tonight, I guess, when you come in.
Yep.
Where are you going to be staying?
Is in court right now defending the rights of the homeless for fees. Paying his own gas to get down here, except when he can throw enough money from passing the hat. We should be learning about the results of that hearing soon. Very important results there will be. Listen to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. This is the recorded version of Bathroom Spears Broadsides. There is no call-in number here because our call-in line is temporarily, we hope, disconnected, but will be eventually reconnected so we can join you. Can rejoin us. You want to put a message on the air, as I've often said, you can give me a call off air at 423-HUFF, 423-4833. HUFF is an acronym for Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, and it's the number which I can be reached. You can even call me while the show is going on and leave me a message. If anything that has been said here interests you or angers you. Now another brief musical break from the old album 76 Bad Moments.
It's the Senate spring break, and we'll take it with the Kennedy clan now. Mr. Teddy says he's ready, he's not acting like a middle-aged man now. After sun and watch him running round the beach house wearing only a tan now. And we'll have fun till Teddy puts his t-shirt away.
Fun till Teddy puts his t-shirt away.
how it's going now.
Where now,
every people writing, people telling, where is midlife crisis is led now.
Where now,
all the papers say is capers, we will never see a president Ted now.
Where now,
and we'll have fun, fun, fun watching Ted relive his teenage day. Shopping for a 50-something fella to squeeze ya.
Squeeze ya.
And he's saying that he's paying for the evening with his shiny gold Visa.
Visa, shiny gold Visa.
When you lose him, don't confuse him with the Pope or with Mother Teresa.
Visa, Mother
and
Teresa.
We'll have fun, fun, fun. Folks at home are hearing plenty. Fun, fun, fun. 17 will get you 20. Fun, fun, fun. Till voters kick Teddy away.
And now a few interviews from yesterday on the mall. Various subjects, including tickets and other tidbits.
Six, I'm talking to. First name only?
Rebel.
Yeah, Rebel, you're having a meal here at Gap Garden Pacific, and you said you had some problems 2 days back?
Well, we're about 10 of us squatting at the Earthquake Emporium, and we got ran out, you know, and then we were squatting at this field behind the hotel, you know, right up the street from the Earthquake Emporium, you know, and we got ran out of the field. Right now we're up in the hills up here.
So, first name?
Avocado.
Hey, Avocado. So you this is about 6 o'clock in the morning,
she was at the same place.
And how many cops were involved?
Two or three.
And where is this place?
It's by 7-Eleven.
Up there on
Yeah, they just came into this building and they're all...
Laurel Street.
They're all, you can't be in here, blah, 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 blah. Get out at like 6 o'clock in the morning, and they just made everybody leave.
It's not posted. There's no trespassing, no camp. You know, the building's totally unposted. You know, they ran us out of there.
Did they suggest a place where you could go and legally sleep?
No, they just told us to get the hell out.
And how long have you been in town, Avocado?
I've been here for a week. I slept there a couple nights, but after they kicked us out, I just started sleeping at the beach.
Have you had problems at the beach?
No. Well, actually, the beach patrol tried to kick us out, but like after they left, we went and slept there again. So.
Okay. But nobody's gotten any tickets out of this, huh?
No, not yet.
Okay. Anything you want to add for Free Radio Santa Cruz?
No.
Yeah, I'm out of sleep.
Thank you.
Sleep anymore.
Anybody else have any problems with cops hassling you for sleeping or sitting or...
Oh, you know what? There's a guy that got a ticket like a couple of days ago because he was sleeping on the sidewalk. He fell asleep like in the afternoon and he got a ticket for it.
Where was this?
I don't know.
You spoke to this guy? How did you learn about this?
No, somebody told me about it.
Okay.
Calvin Clark.
Thank you.
Did you hear about it too?
You know where or when it happened?
This might be a different person, but it was, he told me he was sitting down by a tree and they ticketed him because you're not supposed to sit, I guess. Like, I don't think she's allowed to be sitting there like that either, that she could get ticketed, you know? I don't know, though. I don't know the rules here, so.
It's legal to sit except 10 feet from a building.
Oh,
or 50 feet from an ATM machine. Or 4 feet from a telephone.
Or a meter.
No, you can sit near a meter. It's legal.
Just a minute.
Thank you. First name is?
My friend. I'm not really sure. I just like ran into him.
Your first name?
Phil.
Phil, what happened to your friend?
Well, he said he was like getting all harassed by the cops because he was leaning up against a tree and I guess it was in the wrong spot or something. Or
is this downtown here?
Yeah, I think it might have been like in the somewhere in the back parking lot from here.
How far ago? We're talking Ford's parking lot.
I don't know, maybe a week or so, or maybe 2 weeks, something like that.
Thank you. You got something to report? First name is?
My first name is Larry. My friend Steve today was sitting within 50 feet of the pay box for the parking lot over there. And there's no signs that say you can't sit anywhere near it. But he was just sitting there minding his own business, and the cop came over and wrote him a ticket. I don't know how much it was for, but for sitting within 50 feet of that box.
And what box are we talking about here?
The box that you pay the $1 to park in the lot back there.
Oh, that's not a change dispersing machine, so it's an illegal ticket. In other words, there is a law that says you can't sit within 50 feet of a change dispensing machine, but I don't think that pay box...
No, it's just put the money. You put money in, nothing comes out. So he got a ticket for sitting there by a box.
Your friend's full name?
I'd rather not say.
Okay, tell him that if he wants to challenge that, he should look at some of these posters and call one of the phone numbers on one of the posters.
He's definitely going to challenge it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or tell him to come to the City Hall sleep out and ask the folks there how to deal with it.
All right.
You know where that is.
Yep.
Thank you. Hello, I'm talking to, give me your first name.
I didn't see it happen though.
Right, but what is your first name?
Carmen.
And Carmen, what's the story that you heard?
I looked in his face, got mad, pulled out a gun, shot him in the chest, looked down, shot him 5 more times, and then walked away.
Do we know who these people were?
No.
About what time it happened?
Somewhere around 2.
And you were talking loud in Nelson Park on Wednesday afternoon?
Yeah.
Mm. And you just heard about it secondhand?
Yeah, I heard about it secondhand. I was pretty freaked out.
Are you, like, on a
mission? He just, like, walked away afterwards.
I'm leaving.
Where are you going?
Didn't even run.
Thank you.
I guess no one's going to stop him.
Yeah,
just
well, I'm going
to
Thank you. Yeah, Pat Ring, soup server and sometimes sleep protester out here on the sidewalk at 25 to 6, serving food at Cathcart and Pacific. Hi there, Pat.
Hi.
Now, you say there was a ticket last night at the City Hall sleepout?
Well, yeah, 8 o'clock this morning, actually, there was a ticket. Anthony, Pat Chano got one at like 10 minutes after 8 this morning.
His ticket 205 or something.
Something like that, yeah.
And had anybody gotten tickets last night? Or I should say yesterday morning.
It is.
Yesterday morning.
Yes, that would be,
I don't know, I wasn't there.
Wednesday morning, yeah. I heard there were none, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. I don't know, we had 8 or 9 people out there last night, and they never came by. And then some clown on his way to work
decided to drop a ticket on your head.
Yeah.
So speak.
Who got ticketed last night?
Anthony.
Actually, it was 8 o'clock this morning.
For sleeping?
Yeah.
God, that's
excuse me. Oh, no, that's fine. Soup is looking good. We got peas and chicken. It's a great soup. Well, do I get a hug or not?
For what? We're not making the soup?
Naked Desire. That's the only reason I'm looking for hugs.
I like that.
Looks good. Soup looks excellent. And I've just been presented with a ticket for John Herrera at the Vigil on Sunday, the 27th, at 4:30 a.m. Would you like some soup?
Hi.
I'm talking to you. First name?
Taylor Brandon.
And Taylor, did you get hassled for something recently?
Yeah. I went across the crosswalk, and it was blinking don't walk.
Where was this?
It was right over here on front.
Okay.
And I got a citation for it. It's called VC Don't Walk.
Uh-huh. Now, were cars threatening to intersect with you? Were you having a lot of...
No, it was pretty clear, actually. I saw a
fork. No fork, sorry. You have to kind of use your finger. Apologize.
I saw a way across, and it looked like it was clear, and it didn't look like I was in congested any traffic, so I went for it.
Did you know the officer who gave you the jaywalking
Thank
ticket?
You.
No, I didn't know him.
And about what time of day was this?
It was around 5 o'clock.
And did the officer say anything to you as he gave you that ticket?
Actually, he just told me he didn't want me to see be a spot in the road, and that was about all he had to say.
So he was really concerned about your welfare, right?
Well, he acted like it.
Uh-huh. So he gave you a $162 ticket.
I'd like to think that he was concerned.
Well, the way to deal with that is, you're going to be in town in the next couple weeks or not?
Yeah, in a couple weeks I will be.
So if you're in town in a couple weeks, then come back and ask the people at the City Hall sleepout what to do down at City Hall.
All right.
Sorry, another ticket report from Pat Ring. Pat, go ahead. We have apparently a ticket from...
he was sitting by a
Judy Lee Dixon. The ticket given yesterday at about 7 o'clock in the evening. A homeless man got a ticket for 9.50.020 conduct on public property at Cedar and Cathcart. And what happened? Send this man over here.
Yeah.
Jody.
And Jody, what happened to you yesterday? I see you got a conduct on public property ticket. What kind of conduct were you doing?
I was sitting by a tree smoking a cigarette.
And what happened then?
What happened then? I was told by an officer that I had to move because I wasn't moved from the parking lot, and I explained to him that I just sat down next to a tree to rest and I'll move in a minute, but my leg was sore.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked him why I can't sit there, and he said it's against city ordinance. I asked him what city ordinance, and he said that there's an ordinance that you're not allowed to sit in Santa Cruz anywhere that wasn't designed to be sit on by a human.
Not true.
That's what I was told by the officer.
Right. That's what the officer told you. The officer did not tell you the truth.
I thought like the dirt in a tree is designed to be sit on by a human.
Right. Well, no. There are some areas where it's illegal to sit, namely 10 feet from a shop, in the middle of the street.
Well, this is by a tree in the back parking lot.
So it's quite legal to sit there. The officer, who's the officer's name? Let me see your ticket.
He didn't give me his name or badge number, but he did handcuff me and throw me in the back of his car.
Ah, tell me that.
I did ask him for his name and his badge number, which he did not give me.
Would you like to make a complaint to the Citizens Police Review Board?
Oh, I'd love to.
You're going
to
be around on Monday.
Probably. I'm not sure, but probably.
This looks like Officer T. Sten, badge 173, has done this. Are there any witnesses to this activity?
No, about maybe 80 or 90.
Anyone, can you round up a few witnesses to come with you on Monday down to the police review board?
I don't know if anyone wants to or not.
Okay, what you should do on Monday morning is go over to the City Hall sleepout and tell them you want to make a complaint to the Citizens Police Review Board, and they will show you how to do it. You know where the sleepout is, right?
Yeah, I think so. City Hall, right?
City Hall. Yeah. Anything else you want to add to this? This is a free radio broadcast. We'll broadcast it tomorrow.
No, it just seems to me you should be able to sit by a tree no matter what age you are, whether you're not, you know? Because if I was a little old man or a little old lady or a young child sitting by a tree, I wouldn't have gotten a ticket for sitting by a tree. But because I happen to be a 20-something-ish individual, I'm not allowed to sit anywhere.
I tend to agree with you there. We have the Freeman at Loud and Nelson tonight. You're going to be there. Are you one of the notorious Freeman?
I've been there. I've been to the meeting, and it's the American Sovereignty Movement, and it's at Loud and Nelson at 7:30 on Thursday nights.
Well, maybe we'll check that out and see if they'll support the City Hall sleepout. The militia movement has already supported the City Hall sleepout, so now we need is the Communist Party, the American Nazis, and who else? I mean, who cares? I mean, everybody in town should support the right to sleep. Everybody's got to sleep, for God's sake. We're talking to Jack, a man in a Bush beer cap.
Yeah, what it was, Taste Thursday, it was Tuesday morning.
Tuesday the 28th?
Tuesday the 28th, about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I sit in front of Woolworths because there's nowhere else to sit. I just got to sit down. It was about 15 minutes. One of the officers comes through and he says, you ain't supposed to be 10 feet from the door. And I said, hey, look, I'm more than 10 feet with the door. I'm 10 to 15, 20 feet with the door, and then 10 feet from the other side of the door in front of Woolworths. See, no, I can write you up a ticket for having you bucket out and for having you sign out.
That's not true. 10 feet from a door, perhaps. There may be limits on where you can be with your sign.
Yeah, like Woolworths.
Right.
So I grab my sign and in my backpack and everything, and I head down the fence down by the movie theater. Sit down. Was in 10 minutes later, he came back again, and he asked me again for having my sign out and for having my cup out.
And what did he say to you this time?
He said, you know, I can write you up and give you a ticket.
And what is the name of this officer, do you know?
I don't know. I've only seen him twice on Tuesdays.
Well, ask for his autograph the next time you see him and file a complaint with the Citizens Police Review Board on Monday.
Okay, you got it.
You've been down there before to the board.
Yeah.
Go in and ask him how to do it, how to file a complaint.
All right.
They're from 9 to 1 Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
They're at the corner of Cedar and that street.
He said, everybody downtown is panhandling and running signs and everything else, I can run them in and give them all a ticket.
I'd like to see him try that. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Right. Well, thank you, Jack. Keep us advised.
Yeah, I will.
If you get a ticket, let us know.
Okay.
Not that we can do shit about it, but, you know, we'll publicize it.
Yeah.
To Cloud and Lisa Ann, hi.
Hi, hello.
What's happening on the streets, you two?
People are having a good time around, you know. They ain't bothering too many people or nothing, man. You know. Trying to kick the drummers out.
I heard that they came to a compromise on Tuesday night. And they haven't been kicking out drummers. Have they been kicking out them since, or has there been a change in that?
No, they ain't been kicking nobody out. But now, they want nobody to sit on the curbs on that side. But they can sit right here.
Oh, it's legal to sit on the curbs on both sides of the street, in fact.
Yeah, for the weekend, they want to do that.
Oh, really? That's interesting. That seems to be an extra legal...
They gave people tickets.
Really? You saw that?
Yeah, my friends told me, man, they gave me
tickets. Right here across on the curb near Cat and Canary
right
here?
Right here.
Up there on the Meridian there in the middle of the street across from Johnny's Sports Shop and Gateways.
They paid a ticket for sitting over there.
Really? With a sign or just sitting on the Meridian?
No, just sitting down panhandling.
I see. Anything you want to say this time?
Which Kate did they give a ticket for sitting on the sidewalk?
Cat.
They could give either Kate a ticket for that, yeah.
Oh, you're a cat of something.
No,
yeah.
Trash
no. Yeah, that was...
Back door over there. Anything new in the case of your child?
No, not at the moment.
I'm going to court tomorrow.
No update right now.
And how about your case of resisting arrest?
Actually,
misdemeanor.
Yeah, that's a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
I dropped down to a misdemeanor, now they're trying to get it dismissed.
Okay, and this is your case, or you pled guilty and yours has been dropped down to a misdemeanor?
Right.
Lisa Ann. Yeah, that was the case where I believe it was Officer Seeley.
Yeah, Seeley.
Took your tape recorder, but eventually it was returned with the tape, is that right?
Yeah.
Tape hadn't been erased?
No, I just need batteries.
Just need batteries. We got to have those batteries ready at all times.
Well, I'll have them. I'll have the batteries.
I'm counting on you now.
Good luck. Anyways, that's really neat. They returned the recorder. Of course, they returned the recorder. It was in my possessions, and it was in there, of course, when it left. But that's really wonderful. Yeah, that was just one police officer involved in that assault. And the other police officers did break it up immediately. They came immediately and broke that up.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Santa Cruz IPD, man, because they did.
Keep us advised.
I like the food here at Feed the People.
Well, I think that it's very nutritional, the food that they do give to people here that's available.
Indeed. And have you been hassled for sleeping lately?
There hasn't been any problems whatsoever with my experience with sleeping citations for over 3 years now.
Good.
Except for in San Francisco, they got the old computers.
Matrix program?
Yeah, well, is that what it's called, Matrix?
Yeah, that's what it was called. I think it's still called Matrix, yeah.
Anyway,
but they've been okay with you down here, huh?
There hasn't been really a problem here.
What do you think of
it? I've been actually, in the past 4 years, I've been really on an incline.
And your name for the Free Radio Santa Cruz audience?
Ian.
Thank you very much. A man putting posters on a wall. Sir, what is your name?
Mad Mike the Wonder Dog.
Notice that you are putting this Robert Norse Khan faces 60 days in jail for sharing free food. Who is this man and why are you doing this?
He is the one holding this tape recorder right now.
That's true. That's who I am. Yes, good point. Good point, yes. I notice you are putting this poster, you're putting the Becky Johnson side of the Sleeping Hall protest poster up instead of the Robert Norse side. You realize that it's a two-sided flyer.
Yeah.
Yes, that's okay. Well, there are two sides to every poster.
Right. Well, I want to flip the two. These are meant for handouts, but I'm just been posting them. Normally,
posting them is good.
When I get on my pet, like the...
Well, refuses to do an interview. Why do you refuse to be interviewed here?
Because I want to remain an anonymous mouse.
An anonymous mouse? Well, we know you're an anonymous mouse.
Anonymous mouse without a house.
At least you're not a rat.
Nicely put.
Yes.
And here comes a woman who I will definitely ask for a hug. Do I get a hug?
What's my radio name? Do you remember?
If you tell me, I'll remind you.
It's Goldilocks. Now, do you remember?
Goldilocks. Gretchen the Google. Stop it! Stop fondling! Look at it. She's fondling my breasts. This is disgusting. You should see this.
Robert,
you see what I mean? The panhandling approach. Borrow a quarter. Borrow payable when.
Next time I see you.
Why don't you just ask for a quarter and fuck this borrowing?
Can I have a quarter?
Panhandling within 3 feet. Officer! Officer! Hang on. To an attractive panhandling woman here.
This man I'm talking to is wanted for child molestation in 3 states. He's got...
Don't tell them that, for God's sake. I'm just working on trying to maintain a little anomaly here. Stop giggling about it. This is no laughing matter. You have 10 seconds to make your funny comment before I move on here.
Always listen to 96.3 Free Radio Santa Cruz. And always listen to It's a Wonderful World every Sunday night.
And this is an unpaid commercial announcement.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
It's a long time coming.
It's been a long time.
You should come on the show tomorrow. Actually, I'll be in court, but you're welcome to come on the show at some point and describe your experience.
Always remember, fuck the FCC.
Or fuck me, depending on who you are.
No, Robert, not today.
I was afraid of that. Thank you anyway. Testimonial to my radio show. Gail, what do you have to say about
it? I love you on the radio. I've seen you walk about for years, and I didn't know too much of what was inside you, but I hear your wit, and I know that your heart is really with the people, and that you're absolutely very funny and making a tremendous impact to help the poor, to help the homeless, and all those terrible names that we have to call everybody.
The Cosmic Lady have approved.
Yes, she would have given you a hug.
Well, that's high tribute.
Yes.
Thank you, Gail.
Yeah, and also I want to mention that there is a home. I mean, there's a school for homeless children, and isn't that a wonderful thing? And I had never realized that it was put into...
No, are we talking about the school? What is the name of it?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, but I thought people would probably... they're helping these children, and isn't it wonderful?
Maybe we'll get more details on that in a future show, folks. In the meantime, keep sending in those letters of praise, because you are indeed dealing with a wonderful talk show host, namely myself.
Yes, you are. You are. I'm very surprised.
That's not so surprising.
I was surprised.
Well, thank you, Gail.
Very pleasantly surprised. And also, tremendous courage in this small town, and tremendous beauty, tremendous dreams and imagination. You know, and there is a future that will take place when people are not being persecuted for having no money. You know, and this will happen. And I see into the future it will happen. And everybody will join hands and sing in circles and laugh at everything that passed, you know, and it's all very worthwhile. There's nothing better to do than to make life better for everyone. Start with the people on the bottom and you'll stay on the top.
You heard it here first. Thank you, Gail.
Yes. Through the eyes of an artist, I'm able to see. I, too, was blind, you know, blinded by words. But I met many great artists, and they said, close your eyes and learn to look. And so I did and wrote many books. You're good on the radio. I like your voice. And now I know how witty you are.
I'm glad we have your voice on the radio.
Yes. Nice to be witty in the city.
Witty in the city,
yes.
Not shitty in the city, but witty.
Yes.
Thank you, Gail.
Okay, well, I hope everything is done well in this town, because I think it's filled with fabulous people, and no matter how differently everyone looks at things, you're going to do the right thing.
Thank you. Becky Johnson and I are patrolling the mall in the Citizens Patrol. It's 20 to 7 on May 30th, my birthday, I might add, for all you listeners out there who want to send me large financial contributions. What were you saying about Patrick Ring, the notorious City Hall protester?
Yeah, Patrick just told me that he had engaged the gardener, Richard Criswell, in conversation yet again, and that Richard Criswell admitted to him that, gee, it was too bad we charged you guys with having defecated a City Hall when it wasn't you after all.
Very interesting. So, in fact, he's coming to the core of the incident, this honest gardener, and will no doubt be called upon to testify in court.
I think that Richard Criswell would be a very good witness in court.
Thank you, Becky. Richard Criswell, of course, is one of three people who gave declarations upon which was founded the city's request for a temporary restraining order last Wednesday, and was turned down in the main by Judge Samuel Stevens.
But even in Richard Criswell's declaration, he did not state who was the person who had left the little piles of poo-poo.
We're still looking for that mystery shitter. And we, too, will attempt to join this investigation to bring that criminal to justice.
Well...
We are issuing special prizes for those who can send in the identity of this notorious poo-poo criminal. Give a call to 423-HUFF, 423-4833, if you have any leads in this case. Santa Cruz's Most Wanted.
You're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM, the recorded edition of Bathrob Spears Broadsides. Now, we mentioned Pat Ring a few moments ago. Pat is not merely a devoted Feed the People volunteer, as well as a sleeper-outer, but he's also a significant critic of ongoing events at City Hall. So whereas I and others sat patiently listening to Celia Scott and Catherine Byers, two city council members, discuss bathrooms and littering, as well as various other subjects, several members of the vigil got annoyed and left. Here's the reaction of one critic to the weekly Byers-Scott negotiation session with the protesters, normally held on Monday at 11 o'clock in the city manager's conference room. This week it didn't happen because Celia Scott was gone and Byers was having surgery on her eye, but we expect it may happen the next Monday, particularly significant if the injunction passes today, because that will mean that tonight, when people go to sleep out, they will be arrested and held on contempt of court charges, significantly more serious than the simple sleeping charge. It makes sleeping, in essence, like a federal offense, so to speak, though it's, of course, still just a state offense. Here's a report from the caustic Pat Ring.
Extending the protest.
We're talking to Pat Ring outside.
That,
why did you walk out of this meeting?
Because it was a bunch of bullshit. They don't want to talk about solutions. They want to talk about dumpsters and bathrooms. You know, fuck that. I don't want to talk about dumpsters and bathrooms. We've already had 2 hours of meetings about dumpsters and bathrooms. We had a good meeting going, I thought. We were talking about solutions. They asked us, hey, what are we supposed to do? We told them. Mm-hmm. And then she says, I don't want to talk about this. I want to talk about dumpsters and bathrooms again. I left.
Without saying anything. You should have told him. I would have had a lot of impact.
I was pissed. I didn't want to say anything right then.
You want to curse them into their faces? Or
no, I probably might. I may have. That's why I just walked out.
They're trying to stress you out.
Yeah, I know that. Sandy, did you talk to
physically remove
James? James Picklin says Sandy called them, and they're talking about getting a restraining order against this and shutting this down.
Yeah, I'm more optimistic. I think probably Rotkin and Belcher are saying, yeah, we're gonna just run them out of town and we're gonna take them all to jail. And the, you know, injunction and whatnot. And I think I'm more optimistic that Celia and Catherine are more on our side, and they're kind of like seeing things that we aren't, and kind of seeing if they can kind of smooth over things.
This is the third meeting we've had. We've talked about the same fucking things every time. They don't want to talk about why we're here. They want to talk about the fact that we are here. You know, they don't want to say, well, what can we do to get you to end this protest? They want to say, what can we do to extend the protest? We don't want to extend the protest. We didn't even want to be here for 76 days. Okay? I think we've been here long enough. And we were talking about solutions. They don't want to talk. Catherine Byers doesn't want to talk about solutions. She wants to talk about dumpsters and bathrooms and the gardener. Fuck that. I'm not going to talk about that anymore. We've talked enough about that. We had a good dialogue about that. They haven't done anything about that. They tell us, well, we'll get back to you. 3 times now, they said, we'll get back to you about that. When? You know? That's not even important. The important thing is, where are we supposed to go to sleep? Why are we being arrested? Why are our blankets being taken? Why is a member of this protest currently in jail right now for a misdemeanor arrest for sleeping? That's what I wanted to talk about. She said they're not interested in talking about that. I'm not interested in attending another meeting. I'm done. I won't go in there again.
How about if I try to get 40 or 50,000 Rainbow family members to come to town?
Hey, we've been here 76 days. Where have they been? You know? Get them!
And you're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz, excerpts from conversations of the last 2 weeks. That conversation happened, I believe, on the 13th or 14th of May, after a meeting with Celia Scott and Catherine Byers. The last meeting, by the way, that Pat Ring, whose angry voice you just heard, attended. He, of course, continues to Feed the People almost every weekday at Catholic and Pacific, as he did today. And he sleeps at night at City Hall, protesting the city's sleeping ban and suffering ticketing and arrest for doing so. And today he will be in court checking out his fate to see if he may in fact be spending weeks, if not months, in jail for contempt of court should he choose to return to City Hall and again continue the sleep ban protest to humanize the sleeping ban in Santa Cruz. This is for Radio 96.3 FM. If you have any comments on the show you're hearing, or you'd like to be on the air, or you'd like your voice heard on this or another topic, give a call to 423-4833-423-HUFF. If you'd like to help the City Hall protest, come down to City Hall. Come down by yourself, or bring a cup of coffee, or bring a coat, or bring a blanket, or bring some paper to write on, or bring something you've written, or bring a friend, or bring 20 cents to make a phone call to a radio talk show to talk about what's going on, or bring a determination to walk into the mayor's office to tell him what you think of what the city is trying to do by spending tens of thousands of dollars to turn peaceful homeless people into criminals because they're exercising their First Amendment free speech to attempt to bring to the conscience and awareness of the city the crisis that the city and the city council is so intently ignoring, namely the arrests of people for sleeping at night, the harassment of sleepers, the utter lack of any legal places to sleep in the city of Santa Cruz, and the consequence that virtually every homeless person after 11 o'clock at night becomes subject to the criminal penalties of the city council's infamous sleeping ban ordinance, or sleep deprivation ordinance, as Tim Rinker calls it. One crucial fact on which will hinge not merely this injunction, but also the fate of people fighting the sleeping ban, is the question of totally inadequate shelter space in Santa Cruz. Because if there is virtually no legal place for anyone to be at night, then the act of sleeping itself becomes illegal, and the status of being asleep and homeless and asleep outside becomes itself criminal. Something which is unavoidable then becomes criminal, and that becomes a basis for a defense in court under what's called the necessity defense, or the basis of an appeal on the claim that the law itself, our sleeping ban ordinance, is itself unconstitutional, because being homeless then has become a status, a status crime. Not because of anything that is done, but because of a natural human activity, falling asleep at night. So the issue of legal places to sleep becomes very important. Here's an interview which I and Mooncat, a vigilante at the protest and a person who is currently facing misdemeanor sleeping charges in the local court system, as well as being targeted by the injunction, we went out to the Interfaith Satellite Shelter Program and attempted to get lodging for Mooncat. We failed. This is what happened.
They know generally what's going on. I mean, it's every state. I've traveled lots of states. There's camping spots for people if they want to go out there and get them.
Yeah, but here in the program, you have 14 spaces per night.
Right? And you mind turning that off?
Yeah. Actually, I'd like to keep a document. Okay. Well, I've just spoken to Brian here, who's working with the Interfaith Satellite Shelter Program, as well as his associate, and they told me that they only have 14 spaces per night, and they're both filled. Yeah. So, Mooncat, you just tried to get in, and you...
Yeah, and they basically said there's no room at the inn.
Right. Okay, thank you both.
There's no room at the inn for young, healthy people.
For what?
Young, healthy people.
For young, healthy people.
Right now, that group runs mentally disabled and physically disabled.
Disabilities take priority, and children.
As they should, as they should. No question about it. I mean, no criticism there at all.
You know, we understand. Him and I have to turn away so many people every day, and even more on this. It's not, you know.
Oh, of course. No, it's not personal at all. I appreciate that. We're trying to get more spaces. That's why we're taking these statistics, because, you know, folks are, you know.
I understand.
Listen, I appreciate this. Mm-hmm. When we made, some guy gave, he said, give you something to sign yesterday.
Yeah, one of the guys was out there.
Because we have an attorney who may just actually come down and somebody just ask you to sign a typed statement. Yeah, it says, you know, 14 places, that's all we got. We need them for the disabled, and that's what we do. Yeah, you had 10 people show up and you just couldn't take them because
no,
you're 14. You are taking them anyway.
All the healthy people are not going tonight, and they're not prepared to camp.
That's the situation we're in right now.
Yeah. Rob Howard would be the one to talk to. I mean, he could show you our scheduling, how we run. Some nights we're about 31 people. If we can do it, it's raining. And they'll let us do it. We'll do it.
So is Ron around? Or is
no,
he?
You won't see him until Tuesday.
So he's on vacation? All right, Memorial Day. So the situation all weekend will be there will necessarily be no shelter except for the folks who...
Except for the folks that are desperately in need.
Disabled.
Yeah. Because like we say, we only have so many we can put in the church too. And then the one tonight, if I pack it, I could get 17.
and I'm going to take 16.
The little areas we get on, you know, people are sleeping on top of each other, not on top of each other, but it's cramped.
And your name is?
Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. And, so we should talk to Ron Howard. You do this pretty regularly yourself. You're pretty familiar with the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
So you're a man who uses the Homeless Community Resource Center.
Yeah.
First name?
Albert.
And Albert, did you say you've been hearing tale of a few camping tickets happening around here?
Yeah, I've heard a few.
It's May 24th, 1996, and we're out here at the Homeless Community Resource Center during the meal period. It's about 4:30. How many tickets would you say you've heard of in the last week or two?
About five.
And where do you know these are friends of yours or folks you've talked to directly? Or?
Yeah, a few more, a few more strangers, I don't even know.
Right. And do you know where these tickets were given? Like what part of the world, so to speak?
Top of the Poganip, around back there by Emmeline, right. On the freeway on ramp. There he is.
Right.
He got toasted out of there. That's the basic general area. They've been hunting pretty hard right now that I've heard of.
Say that last again.
The basic area is Poganip and Freeway 17, down the line back in there. That's where they've been hunting most of the time.
And so these are sort of like homeless hunts. They're not based on real complaints, but upon just desire to hunt trail hunts.
Yeah, basically trail hunts. I don't see any homes in those areas where they could really be complained about.
You yourself ever gotten a camping tent?
No.
So you have your own, you have secure shelter?
Yeah. Pretty much dug in, they'll never find me.
How about this area here, which was the Coral Street Open Air Shelter, but now has the so-called community house trailers? Is that being used at all? Or?
I don't know, I have no idea on this, that area.
Cool. Anything else you wish to say for our Free Radio Santa Cruz audience?
No, thank you.
Thanks for letting us know what's happening. There's no trespassing sign here at the fence to the Community House project, and a big sign posted in the middle, Community House Making a Difference Together, a project of, I presume that's the Citizens Committee for the Homeless, opening soon. There's one trailer on the project, a couple of blue chairs, and a sign here that says, last Tuesday, December 12th, ISSP closed its open-air shelter program. Conditions in the field no longer allows us to operate the program, or to continue the program. We can no longer have a permit from the city to operate. This was a joint decision by the city and the Interfaith Satellite Shelter Program. Thank you for your help and cooperation.